And now, from the Kids Zone, it's Bedtime Adventures! 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 Hey, but why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Well, because it's cool, I tell you. Well, because it's cool, I tell you. Well, because it's cool. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the third day of Christmas. I'm so excited to share our Christmas tale with you this evening. So without any further ado, let us begin, shall we? Oh, wait. You must remember that with all good stories, we must start from the start and begin from the beginning. In the heart of a picturesque French village, there lived three extraordinary hens named Colette, Claudette, and Henriette. These were not your ordinary hens, for they possessed a special magic that filled their surroundings with warmth and joy. Their feathers were adorned with hues of red, white, and blue, representing the colors of the French flag. In the same village, there were three inseparable boys named James, Jet, and Jace. The trio was known for their adventurous spirits and their tight bond. The three boys were very excited about Christmas, but they were unaware that it was destined to be like any other. Soon, Christmas Eve arrived. It was chilly, and as the moon cast its silvery glow over the village, the three French hens gathered near the village square. Colette, the leader, ruffled her feathers and clucked with a sense of purpose. She explained to Claudette and Henriette that they had a magical mission to spread the spirit of Christmas to those who needed it most. Meanwhile, James, Jet, and Jace were in the midst of preparing for their annual Christmas Eve celebration. Little did they know that their lives were about to intertwine with the magic of the three French hens. As the clock struck midnight, the hens waddled into the village, leaving a trail of magical dust behind them. The boys, curious and intrigued, followed the radiant glow until they found themselves in the village square. "Bonsoir, mes amis," Colette greeted them with a cluck. The boys couldn't believe their eyes as the hens began to glow with a soft, festive light. Claudette, Henriette, and Colette explained their mission to spread the joy and kindness of the season throughout the village. The boys eagerly joined their feathery friends on this magical adventure. And together they visited homes, shared laughter, and sang carols in the quaint village. The magic of the three French hens infused with each household with a sense of unity and love. The villagers, who were initially surprised by the unusual company, soon embraced the joyous spirit of the holiday season. As the night progressed, the magical trio led the boys to a humble cottage on the outskirts of the village, and inside, a family gathered around their sick child in her bedroom. The young girl had grown so ill that she could no longer get up from her bed. "The doctors don't know what's wrong with her," the mother explained. "She keeps getting worse day by day, and now she won't even leave the bed. I'm worried she won't recover." Colette ruffled her feathers and clucked at James, who immediately knew what to do. "Can you have your daughter sit up for us?" James asked the parents. And the two parents agreed and spoke softly to their daughter, coaxing her to sit up in bed, placing some pillows behind the girl to help prop her up. Seeing this, James picked up Colette and placed the hen on the girl's lap. The girl's eyes widened as she began to smile, hugging the hen softly in her arms. At this moment, Colette, the French hen, began to glow, radiating a gold warmth felt by the entire room.
"I'm tired. Can I lay back down?" the girl asked.
"Of course, dear," said the mother,
And with that, she helped her daughter lay back down, fluffing her pillows and covering her with her warm bedspread. "Let's go in the other room," motioned the father, and they left the girl to rest alone. In the living room, the mother offered warm, hot chocolate to the boys and fresh seed for the hens. The family explained to the boys the details of their daughter's growing sickness and their increasing levels of concern. It was a sad story, and when done, there was an obvious visage of despair on the faces of all three boys. They all looked so sad. "I wish there was something we could do," said Jet.
"Me too," said the father.
They noticed that one of the hens, Henriette, was pecking at the girl's bedroom door. "What is it, Henriette?" asked Jace.
"I think she wants us to open the door," said James.
And with that, the mother rose from the couch and opened the girl's bedroom door. The group was taken by surprise upon seeing the daughter, fully dressed in Christmas clothes, walk out of the bedroom, into the living room and ask,
"Can we go into town? I need to go Christmas shopping."
The girl was healed.
So with the magical guidance of the hens, the three boys were able to witness a small Christmas miracle. The girl recovered and returned to health right before their very eyes.
The joy that filled the cottage mirrored the magic that the three French hens brought to the village. The boys and the hens watched as smiles brightened the faces of the family members. And back at the boys' house, as the first light of Christmas morning broke, the hens clucked softly, expressing their gratitude. And in return, they bestowed a small, enchanted French flag pin upon each boy, a token of the magical night that they had shared. And with the rising sun, the hens vanished into the early morning snow flurries, leaving the boys' hearts full of gratitude and with a newfound appreciation for the magic of Christmas. The village awoke to a day filled with love, unity, and the sweet memories of a magical Christmas Eve, courtesy of the three French hens and the three adventurous friends.
Well, what a delicious story. It tastes like chicken, I tell you.
Bark, 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 bark.
I hope you enjoyed the third day of Christmas story of Colette, Claudette, and Henriette, the three French hens. I know I enjoyed it. But my question is, I wonder what's going to happen on the fourth day of Christmas. I guess we'll have to tune in and find out on the next episode of
Bedtime Adventures, Adventures, Adventures.
Ha, 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 ha.